Hello?
Is this Pee-wee?
Obama!
Pee-wee, how are you?
Man, I'm doing great. Them Alabama Roll Tiders are going to hit them dogs. I'm telling you that right now. They're going to hit them like a Mack truck on a Friday night on the rolling down the road. I'm telling you that right now.
Hey, it is the biggest game of the week for sure. Number two playing number four, and we're going to get into that. And I know you're fired up and ready to go for this game.
I ain't never been more fired up in my life, Jared. I am ready.
Yeah, we've really got some business to take care of if they're going to beat Georgia this week. You know, they both had an off week, so it ought to be a fantastic matchup.
Let me tell you something. There's a difference in Coach Kalen DeBoer and Kirby Smart. There's a difference there. Coach Kalen DeBoer knows how to get his team ready, okay? He's proven that. We beat three unranked teams already. Who's Kirby ever beat?
That's a good point. If you just sit and think about that, that's a good point.
Oh, Coach, I'm telling you this right now. I'm telling you this. Y'all can take this to the bank. Alabama is going to come out rolling. Georgia probably won't even put up a point. They couldn't even beat Kentucky. Did they beat Kentucky? Yeah, I give you that. They beat Kentucky. Barely. By what? A point?
Yeah. 1 point.
Yeah. Tell me more.
You know, you're right. In Georgia, you know, they are undefeated. They're 3-0. Alabama's undefeated. Georgia has really struggled in that Kentucky game, which, you know, that's sitting them at number two. You know, if they would have won that game convincingly, we're more than likely looking at a number one playing a number four team this week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, this is the truth of it. Alabama has only struggled against South Florida.
You're right, but the score doesn't really reflect that. If you go back and look at the score, and I would say that was a struggle game for the Tide as well, but if you go back and look at the score, I mean, it doesn't really look like there was a struggle, you know?
No, it doesn't, because Alabama knows what they got to do in the end. You know, listen, the first four quarters don't even matter until you get down there to the last second. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's the only time it matters.
You're right.
It's down there at the very last of it. And then everybody forgets about the other three, four quarters. I mean, that's the way it is. That's called football. That's called being in the trenches, son. Whenever you're in the trenches, you know what you're worried about? The W. And that's all Alabama's worried about, the W. Yeah. Georgia probably ain't even going to put a point up on Alabama.
And you know that the Alabama's pulled it out. I mean, the scores. I mean, if you look back at the Western Kentucky game, they beat West Kentucky 63-0. They beat South Florida, the game we just talked about, 42-16, and then they beat Wisconsin 42-10. I mean, it looks like they're convincingly beating these teams. Now this week will be a good bit different. But man, we just can't help but think about that Kentucky game seems like, might be a little more level playing field than previously expected.
It's going to be 27-17 Bama.
Yeah.
And Bama is going to let Georgia score 17 out of respect. That's true.
Well, you know, the line is Georgia by 1.5, and the over and under is 49.5. So, we know that we can't trust that. What we actually can trust is Pee-wee's prediction.
That's right. Listen to me. Have I been wrong yet? No.
If you'll go back and just listen to these previous episodes, you'll see that it's really amazing. And he explains over and over how he comes up with these things, and it's amazing. And we're going to start into that this week. You know, we got our 10 picks here. We got some interesting matchups within the SEC and some other ones happening this week. We got Mississippi State playing number one Texas. Now, Mississippi State is 1-3, which is, you know, they've struggled this year quite a bit, and Texas just seems to be dominating their opponents week in and week out. The past four games, they've only had 22 points scored against them. What do you think that this game's going to look like?
Well, first off, Mike Leach ain't going to be there for Mississippi State. I'm telling you that right now. And I like Coach Mike Leach, okay? I like him. If he was there, I'd probably pick a little bit different. But he ain't going to be there. And Texas, this is going to be another blowout for Texas. 49-3.
49-3, Texas. Yeah, I see Texas taking this game. I don't want to taint these predictions and give my opinion here. Just the facts. Number three, of course, we've already said.
Well, Texas is the real deal, Jared.
They are, and I would just like to point out that at this point in the year, Texas, Miami, Ole Miss, Georgia, Alabama, and here's the surprise. Florida Atlantic, all are in the running for the national championship, and then depending on which week you've listened, are winning the national championship.
Yeah, that's your four-team playoff right there.
Four-team, yes, that is. You're right. There it is. Let's look at this Ohio State Michigan State game. Number three, Ohio State, who just pummeled Marshall, 49-14. And they're playing Michigan, who's coming off a loss to Boston College, 19-23. How do you feel about this game?
Well, they're playing Michigan State. Is that right?
Yes.
Michigan State and Ohio State?
Yes.
Yeah. The last time that I played, I tried to predict two states. I got them mixed up. I will not get these mixed up. Ohio State wins this game.
Okay.
And they win this game 34-21.
34-21, Ohio State.
Their coach O'Daly, he comes out there and he motivates his team very well to win this game. I'm telling you that against Michigan State. I don't think he likes the name Michigan. I'll be honest with you. I've watched him in some interviews and different things on the TV, and really, I think he don't like the name Michigan, and he's going to use that as motivation for Ohio State.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. I think Ohio State has looked really well this year, and I fully expect them to come out being ready to play this weekend.
Oh yeah, yeah, they are. They're going to be ready.
So
they're gonna have them gray helmets on. They're gonna be ready.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so this is an interesting matchup that I really kind of want to spend just a few minutes on. Kentucky, who almost just upset Georgia, they are going to play number six, Ole Miss, and the Lane Train.
Ooh. I don't want Ole Miss to go down. I'm gonna tell you. I'm all on the Lane Train. We're on the track, and we're on the track for success. But I'm going to tell you this, and this one hurts. Hurts bad, Jared. But I got to tell you, Lane loses.
Wow.
Ole Miss loses to Kentucky.
Wow.
This is the upset.
This is upset of the week?
This is the upset of the week. This is the upset of probably the whole year. This is the one.
Wow. What do you think this score is going to look like?
It's actually going to be 38-28. It's going to be a 10-point difference. 38-28, wow. Kentucky.
Now, this hurts because we know of your love for Lane Kiffin. Now, your love for Lane Kiffin. Now, I have to ask you this. What is your middle name?
Well, my middle name is Lane, Jared. Lane. That's it. That's the whole deal. People don't realize it. They do now. Lane's name is Lane, and my middle name, my actual middle name is Lane. So I am part of the Lane train. That's why I hurt so bad, because we're going to take the L. I'm telling you, and we're going to take it by 10, and we're going to take it on the chin. We're taking 10 on the chin. I'm telling you. So, that's just the truth of it.
So what does Ole Miss drop to from number 6 to what after this game?
They dropped to number 8. They're going to drop 2 spots.
Wow.
I mean, but see, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing about the Lane train. You got to realize this. Trains, this is the way logistics work. Trains have to swap tracks, okay? And that's what's going to happen here. They're going to swap tracks a little bit to number 8. But they are still headed in the right direction. Because this year, it's not a 4-team playoff. For those of you who don't know, it's a 12-team. So they're going to be right still there in the mix. They're just on a different track headed to the same destination.
There you have it. Kentucky beats Ole Miss in week 5. And, you know, kind of upsets everything here in the college football rankings. We'll see what that looks like on Saturday. Man, that's exciting. Now, another...
It throws amorphous in everything.
It throws a what?
Amorphous.
It sure does. We have Virginia Tech versus number 7, Miami. Now, Miami just beat South Florida themselves 50-15. They're going in to play Virginia Tech. What do you think this game looks like?
Oh, it's hurricane season. By the way, let me just say this. I feel really bad for everybody in the path of the physical hurricane. I really do. I also feel really bad for those in the path of the Miami Hurricanes. I really do. Because the Hurricanes are going to blow Virginia Tech out of the water. This is no contest here. Have you ever seen a hurricane come through?
It's bad.
It shows no mercy. It don't care how much money you got. It don't care about your family, where you come from. It don't care about anything. Only thing it cares about is I'm a hurricane and I'm coming through. I just got to do my thing, okay? It's Mother Nature. And that's what's going on with the Miami Hurricanes this year. They're the real deal. I'll tell you that right now. And Virginia Tech is getting blown out of the water on this deal. 64-0.
Wow.
They're not even going to put not even a point on the board. Matter of fact, I'm going to take it a step further. They don't even cross their own 40-yard line.
Wow. Hokies, they don't stand a chance this game.
No chance at all against the Miami Hurricanes. They're the real deal.
Wow. Well,
Mark Richt got them on the right path whenever he was there.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. We got number 8, Oregon, playing UCLA. Now, Oregon undefeated at this point in the season. UCLA coming off a loss to LSU 17-34, which, you know, I don't know how that makes you feel about UCLA losing that bad to LSU this year. What do you think about this Oregon UCLA game?
Too many letters in their name. There's they used to never have 4 letters in your name. UCLA, too much. They're trying too hard to sound like they're important. Maybe they're a good school. Okay, maybe they got academics right. They lose this game. I'm telling you that right now. There's just too many letters in their name. I don't like it.
What score are you thinking you're going to see on this game?
Who are they playing?
Oregon.
Oh, Oregon's undefeated. That's what you said.
Yeah.
So, yeah, them ducks are going to come out and whoop them. It's going to be 54-17.
54-17, Oregon beats UCLA. You know, at that score.
It's going to be kind of boring, to be honest with you.
You think
it's
so?
It's over after midway through the second quarter, people are turning this game off because it's so boring.
I got you. That won't be an interesting game to watch if you're watching a game this weekend. I wouldn't watch that game. Number
too many letters.
Too many letters. No. Number 19, Illinois, who just beat Nebraska last week, playing number 9, Penn State. What do you think about this game?
Well, I thought Nebraska was going to pull that out. And, I mean, I thought Illinois was going to pull that out against Nebraska, and they didn't. They take another L.
Well, Illinois actually beat Nebraska last week.
Well, that's what I meant. That's what I thought.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, they're going to take a L this week. Illinois is going back. They're not the real deal.
Okay.
Matter of fact, they're, if you were making a sandwich, if you had made a sandwich.
Yes, I have.
If you were making a ham sandwich, what's the main ingredient in that, Jared?
I mean, I guess ham, if we're talking about a ham sandwich.
Ham would be right in the middle, right?
Right.
That's not even where they are. Penn State's going to blow them out of the water. Mm.
The ham sandwich analogy makes perfect sense in that.
42-14 Penn State.
42-14. 14, Penn State pulls it out over Illinois. Number 19, Illinois. Now we got Arizona.
I don't like Illinois. Oh, Lord, we can't move on. I got to tell you this.
Okay.
I'm against Illinois anyway because they got an S at the end that's silent. Only E's should be silent, not S's. Okay? And I'm just going to – I want to throw that out there. If you are from Illinois, why don't you just pronounce it Illinois? Why put the S on the end if you're not going to say it? What's the point?
I don't understand
that. Why are we trying to confuse kindergartners?
I couldn't agree with this anymore. You're totally right about this.
Thank you. I usually am right, but go ahead. I mean, I'm 10%.
Follow the math. Arizona versus number 10, Utah. Now, Arizona has just lost to Kansas State. Utah is 4-0, who has just beaten Oklahoma State, which is interesting because Kansas State and Oklahoma State are going to play this week as well. So they've pretty much just swapped teams here. But Arizona playing number 10, Utah. What do you think about this game?
Utah loses.
Oh, Arizona's upsetting. Okay.
Oh, Utah is nothing. I'm telling you that right now. Arizona State wins this.
Well,
now, they don't win big. They only win 10-7.
Well, let me look up who Arizona State is playing, because this is Arizona versus Utah.
Well, you know what I mean. They're in the same state.
I got you.
I get a little confused sometimes.
I got you.
Arizona wins 10-7. Arizona wins this 10-7. They're used to hot weather there. Dry, hot weather in Arizona.
Right. In that, okay, right, yes. Number 15, Louisville, is playing number 16, Notre Dame. I know you love Notre Dame. You know, they got one loss to Northern Illinois. And Louisville's undefeated. They're 3-0. What do you think about this number 15 against number 16 matchup, Louisville and Notre Dame?
Oh, Louisville wins this game hands down.
All right.
Louisville is, I'm telling you this, they're not the real deal. Okay, I don't want to overuse that word. But Louisville is serious. They're trying to get to number 12. And this is one of the ways they do it. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and do this. After Louisville beats them, they are number 12.
Okay.
And they beat them 27-10, by the way.
27-10. Louisville overcomes Notre Dame. You know, that's interesting. You know, they're ranked number 15 and 16. You know, I don't even know if you consider this to be an upset. If Notre Dame were to win or lose, or, you know, really they're just, it's just the closest matchup we got. But Louisville clearly is going to pull this game out. I mean, you've just told us, 27.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, without even trying, really.
Right. I got one more game for you to look at, and, it's Oklahoma State versus Kansas State. And
two states again.
Yeah, we got another. Now, Oklahoma, you know, they're both Oklahoma State and Kansas State. They're playing. Their previous opponents are playing this week as well, so that we've already talked about. But Oklahoma's ranked. Oklahoma State's ranked number 20. Kansas State's ranked 23. What's the score look like here?
Oklahoma State wins this 38-24, and no one is impressed.
No one's impressed.
No, they can't be impressed, because here's the reason why. Both of them have State in their name. And it's not impressive whenever you beat a state with a state. I'm just going to say it. No one is impressed whenever two states are playing against each other. You put Alabama against, I don't know, anybody without name state in their name, not a, you know, that's a big deal. You put Alabama against, like, Mississippi State, okay, that's a win for Alabama, because Mississippi State has state in their name. Everybody knows that.
There you go. Well, you know, we got number 5, Tennessee. They actually have a bye this week. I kind of wish we had a game for them so we could see what you thought about the real deal Tennessee this year. Back to this Georgia-Bama game. I know that's the one your heart set on.
Yes. Roll Bama. I'm going to tell you that right now. Alabama, I ain't worried about all these other teams. I worry about Alabama playing them dogs. They're going to eat them dogs up. I'm eating the dog. I'll take dog out. I'm Alabama. Jalen Milroe runs for 107 yards. He passes for 174 yards, okay? And our running backs take the ball and they run it down the throat for a combined of 202 yards.
Wow.
We don't let up. We don't back down. We're not scared of Kirby Smart, okay? We don't care about the University of Georgia. We're not worried about any of that. They're coming to our house. They're playing on our field, and they're going to get whooped like a bunch of whoop dogs is what they're going to do. They're going to walk out of there. Every fan, I'm going to tell you this, if you're a Georgia fan, you're walking out of there with your tail tucked, okay? And you're walking out there with your head hung low, because you're going to be scared, and you're going to be hurting, and you're going to be upset, and your little feelings ain't going to feel real good. Because Alabama's putting a whooping on you this week. They ain't no doubt about that. Roll Bama.
Hey, you know, they're playing in Bryant-Denny this week, as you said. You know, do you think that that has a bearing on this game? Even though that the Vegas has got Georgia favored by 1.5, is that home field advantage really going to make a difference in this game?
Let me tell you something about Vegas. Vegas don't know what they're talking about, okay?
Clearly.
This is Pee-wee. Pee-wee knows what he's talking about, okay? It's 27-17, 10-point game, at least a 10-point game. Yeah, they're coming into our home field. It's not just our home field, Jared. Let me tell all of our listeners this. This is Saban's field. His name is all over it. Whenever Kirby Smart leaves, he's going to leave with Saban's name all over him that you got beat by Coach Kalen DeBoer at Saban Field in Bryant-Denny Stadium. You are going to feel like a fool. You and your whole football team, because you thought, Kirby Smart thought, he could walk in to Saban's field in Bryant-Denny Stadium and get a W. Now, that may be the funniest thing I've ever heard. That might be it right there.
Now,
there's no way that's happening.
Do you think you think Kirby has any advantage here playing there for so long? Do you think he's more comfortable here, or do you think that he's been gone long enough now it doesn't even matter?
That don't even matter. No. He just... Coach Haylen DeBoer has changed his whole office up. Kirby ain't going to know where he's at. He's going to feel like he walked into a whole, oh my goodness, I don't even know this place. That's what's going to throw him off in his thinking right there. He's going to walk in and be like, this is not Coach Saban's office. This is not what I was used to. This is not what in the world, what's going on? I'm confused. That's going to be Kirby Smart. Miscombobulated is him.
Miscombobulated. That is, he's,
yes.
He will be miscombobulated this weekend.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's going to be.
Well,
he's not going to know it because look, we've all worked jobs, okay? I just take it to the working man. We've all worked jobs where we've quit and we've gone back and things have been the same, and so we know what to expect. Kirby don't know what to expect. There's a new boss in town, and his name, Coach Kalen DeBoer. He's the one in charge. He's the one changing things up. The man looked at a 17-year-old kid and said, can you catch a pass? And the boy said, yes, sir, I can. And he said, well, go out there and catch one.
Enough said.
You think Kirby's ready for that?
Enough said.
You think Kirby's ready? Kirby ain't ready for that. I can tell you on a personal level, Kirby ain't ready for that kind of change.
Well, here to wrap this up, Pee-wee, we got some exciting news for the people listening. If you would like to be a part of this podcast, you know, this is not this is pre-recorded podcast, but we want you to be able to be involved and even talk to Pee-wee about something that you want to talk about on this podcast. We have a number that you can call. Now, this number, you're going to have to leave a message, and we will have that recording, and we will possibly feature that on the podcast. That number is 205-201-2150. That's 205-201-2150. Now, this could be anything. You could have a question about a previous prediction that Pee-wee's made. You can ask him to possibly pick a game that we're not normally pick, you know, that are not in the top 25. Anything that you got, we want to hear from you. Pee-wee wants to hear from you, and we would love to feature your message on the podcast. If you could call us at that number, you can also text. Depending on your carrier, you can give that a shot. Text 205-201-2150. Any thoughts or comments that you have to Pee-wee's predictions, and we will hopefully get that on air. How you feel about that? We've been talking about that a little bit off air. What do you think about that, Pee-wee?
Yes, I can definitely do that. Also, baby predictions. I don't mind doing baby predictions.
Right.
Or pretty much anything that could be predicted, I can predict it.
That's a fact.
So
it's a fact.
Pee-wee's ready. That's all I'm saying is Pee-wee is ready for the prediction. If you have a question, I'll predict it. I do not promise to be right. I want to throw that out there right now. I do not predict to be 100%, although I am 10-10 for going into last week, coming off last week.
Right.
I'm 10-10. I'll leave that there for where y'all want to take it. But I will predict what I think. All you got to do is call or text that number. What is that? 205-201-2150.
That's it.
I got that. Matter of fact, Jared, if they'll just leave an email. If Pee-wee's prediction, leave off the S on that so that we actually get the email. And I'll answer there. I don't care. It don't matter to me. That's the thing about me. I just want to help the people. It doesn't matter how you want to send it in. I'll respond however you correspond with me. It really doesn't matter. I'm a man of the people for the people.
You absolutely are.
Just where we are. So here's the other thing. Here's something else that I would like to say. I would like to say, in the words of Tommy Boy, that you can get a good look at a steak by sticking your heads up a bull's butt. But wouldn't you just rather take the butcher's word for it?